Greetings to each one this morning in the Savior's name. I would like to speak on the greatness of God. Great is thy faithfulness. Somehow I'd like to do that. The key verse this morning is Lamentations 3, verse 22. Says that it is of God's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. That verse stood out to me. It is of God's mercies that we are not consumed. Consumed meaning that we're not overthrown or destroyed. We're not cast down because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. And going back to consumed, you know, we all deserve to be consumed, to be destroyed, to be overthrown. But because of Jesus, because of God, he has made a way. And it says that his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. So somehow I'd like to draw our attention to draw our hearts and our minds to his faithfulness. There were so many verses that I came across. There were so many different things that I pondered. I decided to read Psalm 19, and then I have some other verses, and we'll just go from there. But as we go into this, I appreciate how this psalm is laid out. And what I'm trying to bring out is that we would somehow be able to see the greatness of God and his faithfulness, and that God is faithful. Let's just read here in Psalm 19. I'll just read this. I won't have a lot to say about it, but then, yeah, let's read here in Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth forth his handiwork. In this first verse, we see that the heavens are declaring his glory and his greatness, and the firmament is showing forth his handiwork. It's all his greatness is there, even in the earth, in the very basic thing that he made. It's there. The first thing that he made, his glory is there. His greatness is there. His faithfulness. Verse 2, day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he hath set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey, and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Psalm 19. I'm sorry. Psalm 36, verse 5. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. There it is, his faithfulness, it reacheth unto the clouds. I get the picture that there is no end of it. It's You know, I can't describe it, his faithfulness. I cannot describe it very well to you this morning, but there's no bounds to it. Psalm 119, verse 89. Psalm 119. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thy ordinances. If I understand that right, it says, you know, they continue according to his authority and according to his power. That's how these things continue, by God. You know, I thought this might be not a very good example, but I thought this morning we never get up and look outside and are like, oh, it's getting it's still dark. It's dark an hour later or an hour earlier this morning, because every single time God is faithful and he allows it to come, the sun to rise to the minute every single morning. We can plan on it. People don't ever think about it, that we should, we'll see what time it gets daylight, or you know. That's how God is. He is faithful. Hebrews 13:8 says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I pondered that verse. We could just take that verse and talk about that for a long time. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, forever. He never changes. It doesn't matter what happens, he never changes. The next point that I want to bring out here is that he is always, along with that, God is always the same, and he is not a respecter of persons. In Romans 2:11, it says, there is no respect of persons with God. And in Acts 10:34, Peter said, let me find it here. Acts 10:34, then Peter opened his mouth and said, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. And that stood out to me, that it doesn't matter who we are, what our last name is, what family we're from, we are accepted. God accepts us. He never changes, and he's not going to look at us differently because of any of our past or our history or however you would say it, but he will treat us all the same. God is a faithful and a just God. 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says that the Lord is faithful. Who shall establish you and keep you from evil? There's many verses on God's faithfulness. I just picked out a few here. God is faithful, by whom ye are called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says that There hath no temptation overtaken you, but such as is common to man. It says that God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted beyond what you can bear, but with the temptation, he will make a way to escape. But God is faithful. That I trust that somehow we can bring out that There's not a lack on God's part. God is faithful. And going on here, we talked about how God proclaims his faithfulness in the heavens and in the clouds and in the earth, and how his timing is, he's very faithful in those things. But even more, even that should touch us even more, is his faithfulness with us and his faithfulness to work in our hearts, and the patience that he has with us, the faithfulness that he has with us. And it, like I shared, it doesn't matter where we come from or what we've done. God is still God. He is still faithful. I'd like to read in 1 John 1:9. It talks about, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What a blessing that verse is. He is faithful. It does ask us to do something. It does ask us to confess our sins, and he will forgive us our sins, is the promise. And he will cleanse us from our unrighteousness. You know, there's just a lot more verses that we could read on God's faithfulness. But I trust that we know that God is faithful. But this morning, I would like to just take that a bit further. And I'd like to look at our own lives. I'd like to consider, but what about this morning? How are we doing? Are we being faithful? Are we a faithful people for a faithful God? You know, I don't think this faithfulness is a perfectness that never ever fails, never falls, never sins, because we are human. In Romans it says that all have sinned and fallen short. And it doesn't matter what, like we said earlier, who we are. We have sinned. We have fallen short. Everyone has. But the difference, the faithfulness that I'm talking about this morning, is a faithfulness that is willing to, when he has fallen, that he's willing to go on. We are not perfect, but we must be willing to keep going. You know, something I thought about, I was thinking about this and about being faithful. And this may seem a little bit out of the box a little, but I got something in my eye here this last week, and it irritated me a little bit, and I thought it was getting better, then it would keep irritating me until I had to do something about it. It was there, and when I blinked, it scratched, and it was there, and something needed to give. And as I was preparing this, I was thinking, what is hindering me from being faithful? You know, maybe there's something that's bothering me. Maybe there's something in my heart that shouldn't be there. You know, maybe I have a need. We cannot be faithful when there's something there hindering us from being faithful. You know, I thought of this. Maybe we need to be like Zacchaeus, and we need to climb that tree so we can see the Lord. Maybe we need to be like that woman that had an issue of blood for many years, and she reached out and touched the hem of his garment. You know, maybe we have oil in our lamps, but the oil has gone out. Maybe our our wicks need trimmed. What must we do to be faithful? What is hindering me? You know, this morning, my encouragement is, let us be faithful. Let us be, I picture, when I think of faithfulness, I picture this large oak tree, or a large tree. It has a big base of a trunk whose branches go high and tall and wide, whose roots grow deep, who has withered many a storms. May we be that tree, faithful. I can't think of where that, I don't have it written where that psalm is. It says that we would be planted by the waters of life, by the rivers of waters, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Keeps on going and says, but the ungodly are not so, but they're like as the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I was thinking about that tree. May we be rooted and grounded in his ways. May we be going on. And may we be faithful. You know, I begin to ponder this. We have too much at stake not to be faithful. There's too much here. We have our lives. We have our children's. And for generations to come. We cannot turn back now. We must be faithful till the Lord returns. Something I thought about is, you know, who does God call the faithful ones? Who does he call those? And I thought of that verse. It's in Matthew, I think maybe 25. But it says that, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast, maybe I'm in the wrong place, but enter thou into the joy of the Lord, or somewhere in that down that line. But those are the words that we want to hear. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. It also says there that get my thoughts together. I don't have it written down, but about he had, you know, there's another place that is prepared, and it talks about in Matthew 25. It talks about the judgment and about those that they ask him, when saw we thee naked and all these things, and the faithful ones ask him that, but he said by doing those things. And I just had to ponder, by being faithful, I had to think, by being faithful in what we know to do, we will be able to have eternal life. I don't have a lot more. Ephesians, I'd like to just encourage us. Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3, 16. This is some beautiful verses here, but I'd like to encourage us to keep on pressing on, to keep on pressing in into his kingdom, to be faithful and not turn back. I have it, I missed it here. I had it down about turning again. Why turn you back to the weak and beggarly elements of this world? What are we doing if we're turning around, or if we're down, or if we're discouraged? That's not the heart of God. The world has nothing for us to offer. There's a phrase that always blessed me by Brother Dale Heise. He says, "You owe nothing to the world. You owe nothing to the flesh. It doesn't deserve it. We don't need to go there. We can be faithful." I'd like to just close here in Ephesians 3:16, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that ye ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.